Hey, welcome to Ben Headley's podcast. I really appreciate everybody coming here today to see the very first intro podcast. And it's going to be really unique to actually go back and see, you know, how far I've been and everything as far as my style of podcast and talking about different businesses and startups and everything like that. So this is basically the first one I'm even presenting to everybody. So bear with me if it's a little rough, it's a little choppy. We'll all look back in 2 years and have a nice little laugh about how this podcast actually turned out. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I think we should dive right in. Let's just say I want to introduce myself. Again, I am Ben Headley. You know, first and foremost in my life, I'm a husband and I'm a father. I have a one-year-old boy and he's just amazing. I love him to death. His name is Oliver. I have a wife named Larissa, and she's terrific as well. In fact, I met her in New York City while I was traveling, and she was traveling from Brazil, and we kind of connected, and we've been together ever since. We ended up getting married, had a boy. You know, after we started our family, we had a cat. Now we have a little dog. He's a Boston Terrier. His name is Pacino, like Al Pacino. I'm a big Al Pacino fan. So he's over there sitting and snoring, and hopefully he doesn't show up on the mic like he tends to do at times. So if you hear a snort in the background, that would be my dog, Pacino. And yeah, he's terrific. So a little bit about me as well. My background is absolutely not e-commerce. It actually stems from the aviation field. I was in the military for a long time as an aviation operations specialist. And then after that, I commissioned as an officer into the airfield operations. And I just really, you know, I enjoyed aviation in general. I pursued a career in air traffic. And, you know, all these things helped define who I was before I learned about e-commerce. So basically, I would say about 2.5 years ago, I stumbled on a nice article on MSN.com. And this article was kind of talking about 25 different ways to make a ton of money online. And, you know, it really, those kind of articles intrigued me because I've always seen millionaires and I've always heard them talk about their getting rich quick schemes or how they became successful and this and that. So I read these articles probably as you who are listening to this podcast right now have done as well. So I was clicking through and really generally all of these methods to success that this MSN writer was putting on there were pretty generally poor, I would say. I mean, it's clearly written by an individual who had never had any experience creating a successful business. And really, that was the overwhelming theme of all 25 of the ways to make money and get rich. However, I did stumble across the one thing that I stumbled across majorly on that article, though, was Amazon sales. Basically, it was somebody that was advertising their training tutorial for Amazon sales or their specific spreadsheet on how to pick the perfect product or whatever. And I was intrigued almost immediately because I, like you, have probably bought on Amazon 1,000 times or, you know, bought from an e-commerce website somewhere for a product that you're really interested in. And so I saw that and I was like, wow, you know, what could I do in this industry and how could I direct all of my energy into making sure I made a successful Amazon business, a successful e-commerce business? And really after that, you can ask my wife, because she probably still thinks I'm crazy today. I began to obsess over it very, very compulsively. That's kind of my habit on some things. And, you know, she'll say I do that with hobbies and other things like that. But really, I'm just driven to success. And I pretty much went to work one day and I ran into a colleague. And he talked to me about how he turned his love for photography into this massive business. And he ended up quitting his full-time government job. And he started to do this. And now he's a millionaire. Let's just say that. He is killing it in the photography world. I'll drop his name later on in our podcast. Right now, I won't bore you with all those details. But I just want to let you know that it's possible to pursue a passion, something that you're truly interested about on the internet. Now, it could be e-commerce. It could be basket weaving. It could be photography. It could be graphic design. It could be web design. There's a ton of different opportunities for you out there. But for me, let's go back. The overwhelming desire and drive I had was for e-commerce. So basically what I did was I started into retail arbitrage. For those of you who do not know what retail arbitrage is, it is basically this. You go to a store and you look for products that are on discount, they're on sale, or whatever, and you find how much they actually cost on Amazon or how much they're being sold for on Amazon, and you buy that product at the store, and then you send it to Amazon for it to be sold on Amazon. Now, you make the difference between the price that you paid for and the price that you sell, and that's your income. All right. So I know a lot of people, especially when I was starting this, that were making anywhere between $15 and about $30 an hour, just being truly diligent, going out there and sourcing new products. Now, I would say that this really helped me get started on Amazon because basically it gave me an idea on how to use the Amazon sales channel, how to enter product, familiarize myself with Amazon Seller Central, and everything that has to do with Amazon in general. So I really appreciated retail arbitrage. Looking back, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I would have continued to do exactly what I did. The reason I stopped doing retail arbitrage, however, is because it is not, in my opinion, a sustainable business model. I am all about businesses to where I can go to sleep at night, have and produce sales while I'm sleeping, okay? Retail arbitrage really is not gonna do that for you. You have to put in the man hours, you have to go source product, you have to spend time away from your family, and if you don't do that, you're not going to be successful in retail arbitrage. So, like many people, I ditched that eventually, and I decided to start looking into bulk selling on Amazon, okay? So, let's say, if you don't know what that is, basically it's where you buy 5,000 units of said product and you ship it from China to the Amazon fulfillment centers, and then Amazon distributes that out throughout the United States, and then you market your own product and people come and they buy it from your listing on Amazon and it gets shipped to them in 2 days or whatever. So that was the next step, which you can call Amazon FBA, which is Amazon Fulfilled by Amazon. And, you know, that was really the next step for me. Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I did not succeed at it at first. And it's because I didn't have podcasts like this. I didn't have training materials like this. I just kind of tried to go out there and do my thing. I didn't pick a great product. I believe one of the first products I picked, which is a major no-no, is like a drinking cup. It's not like a like a ceramic cup or a plastic cup or anything. It's actually like a sports metallic bottle. And the design was really just, it was poor. The printing on it was just absolutely horrendous. It was probably the worst product I could have bought. And then when I actually bought a bulk of it and I sent it to Amazon, it really did not sell well. The reviews were terrible. It just was abysmal. It was awful. The next thing I tried was I ran into the baby market and I tried to sell these baby bandana bibs. Now, when I was first researching this product, it actually looked like a really legitimate product to sell. However, as it tends to be with the baby industry, it is extremely competitive. You can be successful, but it was very difficult for me to succeed with a limited amount of capital and investment capital. So I did not succeed at that either. So by this point, if you're following along in the story, what happened to me was I tried retail arbitrage. All right, I liked it. It was fine. It got me introduced to Amazon sales. So that was a plus. Next, after that, I went into Fulfilled by Amazon with bulk shipments and everything like that. And these, keep in mind, were not private labeled. These were just bulk shipments. Basically, that was a failure as well for me. So what I ended up doing is stepping away from Amazon altogether, and I started going into day trading. Now, this is all while I have a full-time job, I have a child, I have a wife, everything like that. And so I go into day trading, and I did not succeed, okay? I kept trying to force trades. I kept trying to trade too quickly. I didn't learn enough about trading. You know, I had friends that were very super successful at it. We even had our own chat group, and you know, we were all trading during the day, and it was really exciting, and it was one of those things where I was kind of getting an adrenaline rush, but I didn't do it properly, and I ended up not doing very well. So I ended up having to exit that as well. So basically, I had, in a nutshell, three mixed ventures in a short period of time that just were not successful for me, or I didn't like them, or they just didn't work out. And so that was really discouraging for me. So what ended up happening was I took a massive break. I didn't talk e-commerce. I didn't talk Amazon FBA. I didn't talk anything like that for a very, very long time. And then one day I saw my friend put a wonderful post on Facebook about how he was going to be traveling the world and he wanted to start his own company and how he wanted to dive into you know, selling on Amazon and all this other stuff. Well, I literally, in my life, had never ran into a friend of mine who was selling on Amazon. Never. Not even once. So I thought that was extremely intriguing. I decided to call one of my friends. He was a college friend of mine. And I said, hey, look, we're both interested in the same thing. We both like Amazon. We both want to sell on Amazon. We both want to have our own Shopify or Squarespace store or whatever you choose. But that really is what I want to do. So would you like to partner with me? And he immediately said, hell yeah, let's partner. Let's do this. Let's research some products. Let's pick a market and let's dive into it. So we started down that road. And while we were headed down that road, we met another one of our college friends, and we kind of pitched the idea to him. And he said, hey, I would love to do this with you guys. Now, at this point, I wasn't really sure that this business partner was going to be interested or work out. Turned out to be a blessing. This third additional partner that we have has been tremendous and instrumental to the business. It was definitely a surpriser and a shock to me at first. So basically after that, we started a company. And the company, I'm not going to go into specifics because the nature of this podcast, you're all trying to go out there, you're all trying to hustle, and everybody wants to make a buck on you know, Shopify, Squarespace, Amazon FBA. So I'm not gonna divulge what the company surrounds itself as and what it actually is. Let's just let you know it has been successful, it has been profitable, and we're killing it right now. And that has been something that has been a constant, I don't know, a reminder of why I wanted to do this podcast, so that I could get out there and help other people do the same things I've done. And now I'm kind of getting into the consulting business, and I'm getting into the, obviously you can see the podcast business. I'm putting out training courses and everything so I can make sure that the world around me is successful if they want to pursue this as well. See, the way I look at this is there's billion-dollar companies out there, all right, and they are making stupid money. Look at North Face. Look at Patagonia. Look at Nike. Look at, I don't know, Reebok even. I mean, these guys are making stupid money. All right. Why should you not be able to jump into these markets? Now, for those of you who think it's crazy that you could even compete with these big name companies, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, or whatever, think about it like this. They make all this money, even if you get a fraction of it. Say you get 1% of it one day. I mean, you're gonna be rich. You're gonna be making probably more than you make right now. I can almost guarantee you that. And it's a job that you can do on the side that you don't even have to quit your full-time job for. Like I said, I am proof that you can do this. You can do this on the side and have a wife and have a kid and have a life outside of here. I'm doing it. I'm doing the online sales. I'm doing the podcast. I'm doing the YouTube videos. I'm doing the training material. I'm doing everything that you can do in this industry, and I'm doing it just like you could be doing. So I'm basically putting this first podcast, this intro video out here, so everybody can see that you can be successful as well in this market and in this business. And I want you to know that the first podcast I'm putting out, I definitely like to talk, so I hope that I hope that this has been entertaining, that I'm just really happy to be here. And I hope that I can help you achieve your goals through this podcast and through my training material, you know, because that would be a huge plus to me. I've seen a lot of people like Scott Volker who run The Amazing Seller, which is just a phenomenal podcast as well, and I truly admire this individual. I've seen him talk about how much it means to him when people come to him and they say, hey, Scott, you've really helped me out of my business. You really helped me do things that I didn't think were possible and this and that. And I think that's remarkable because I have the same exact information to share with you. And I would like to take it to another level of e-commerce. I would like to take it into social media marketing. I would like to tell you content creation, how to manage virtual assistants when you get to that point. How to actually list products on Amazon and how to avoid some of the shipping mistakes that I've made over the years. How to actually look for good inventory products and how to negotiate with suppliers. These are things that need to be taught because they are not readily available on the internet in an honest forum. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to my intro podcast. It means the world to me. I'm still trying kind of to find a name. Probably by the time you listen to this, I might have already had a name, which is another awesome thing. So let's see what we can do from here. And I hope everybody has a phenomenal day. And thank you again for listening to my podcast. It means the world to me. And on that note, I will talk to all of you later. And we'll see you on my next episode, episode 2. See you later.